in with the latest from the Colorado Ag News Network. This is Brian Ulmer of Barn Media. It's brought to you in part by the Colorado Corn Growers Association, consists of dues-paying, politically active corn farmers who focus on policy that impacts corn production, water rights, and agriculture in general, telling ag's positive story in our nation's and state's capitals. Learn more online at coloradocorn.com. Rancher, businesswoman, and philanthropist Sue Anschutz Rogers made a major gift to the Honoring the Legacy, Building the Future campaign supporting the new National Western Center, and one of the redevelopment centerpiece facilities will be named in her honor. The Western Stock Show Association announced that last week. The new Sue Anschutz Rogers Livestock Center will be the hub of all livestock activities and provide multi-use, flexible indoor and outdoor facilities year-round. Those facilities will include a stadium with up to 5,000 seats, a free-span barn, a new junior market barn, an enlarged auction arena, trade show and retail space, meeting rooms, suites, and flexible conference space, too. It is no overstatement to say that the Sue Anschutz Rogers Livestock Center will be among the most accommodating and most used on the new National Western Center campus upon its completion. Anschutz Rogers serves on the board of the Western Stock Show Association, which oversees the National Western Stock Show, and is vice chair of the Honoring the Legacy campaign. For decades, she has made concerted efforts to support rural Colorado. Anschutz Rogers said in a statement, "I grew up in the West, and Western heritage has always been a part of my life and who I am. It should be preserved for all." Anschutz Rogers, inducted in the Colorado Women's Hall of Fame in 2008 and the Colorado Business Hall of Fame in 2017, has sought to foster and preserve the ranching way of life in a variety of ways. One of the many examples is her key role in establishing and leading the Colorado Cattlemen's Agricultural Land Trust, the prominent advocate and resource for voluntary preservation of ranch land in future generations. Pat Grant, chairman of the Western Stock Show Association Board, praised Anschutz Rogers' generosity and added that her contributions have gone far beyond financial support. Sue has provided National Western with crucial advice and direction as we've grown this event over the past 3 decades. This gift and her continued leadership and guidance will prove indispensable as we move forward with this once-in-a-lifetime project. Paul Andrews, president and CEO of Western Stock Show Association, added, "Sue's legacy as a rancher, a businesswoman, and a philanthropist is already cemented. This gift came from the heart and will bring untold benefits to her fellow ranchers, Colorado, and the West." You can learn more about Sue Anschutz Rogers, the National Western Center, online at nationalwestern.com.
Okay, people, this is it. The flavor starts now with pork. Now we're talking recipes like apple cider ham with molasses glaze or savory pork puttanesca. Wait, now I'm hungry. So start the flavor now at pork.org/cooking.
Brought to you by your Colorado Pork Producers Council. Learn more online at copork.org. For more Colorado Ag News, open the barn doors online at barnmedia.net.